O God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia.
I claim and hold today by invocation the power of the Holy Trinity, who formed the elements of all creation, three persons in one holy unity. I claim the strength of Jesus' incarnation, his baptism, death on cross, his earthly grave, his resurrection and his high ascension, his second coming to the world to judge and save. I claim and hold the power of God to bear me, the mind of God in wisdom now to teach, the eye of God to watch, the ear to hear me, the word of God to daily give me speech, the hand of God to be my true protector, the way of God on paths my feet to send, the shield of God to be my shade and shelter, the host of God against all evils to defend. I claim and hold the strength of Christ to love me, Christ at my side, before me and behind, Christ underneath, around me and above me, upon my right, my left, the Lord I find. Christ in the heart of all who would befriend me, Christ in the mouth that with me would converse, Christ in the eye of all who would attend me, Christ in the ear of each who listens, each who hears. God has appointed him to judge the living and the dead. Alleluia. O God, give your judgment to the King's Son, your justice, that he may judge your people in justice and your poor in right judgment. May the mountains bring forth peace for the people, and the hills justice. May he defend the poor of the people, and save the children of the needy, and crush the oppressor. He shall endure like the sun and the moon, from age to age. He shall descend like rain on the meadow, like raindrops on the earth. In his days justice shall flourish, and peace till the moon fails. He shall rule from sea to sea, from the great river to earth's bounds. Before him his enemies shall fall, his foes lick the dust, the kings of Tarshish and the sea coast. beasts shall pay him tribute. The kings of Sheba and Seba shall bring him gifts. Before him all kings shall fall prostrate, all nations shall serve him. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. God has appointed him to judge the living and the dead. Alleluia. All the peoples of the earth will be blessed in him. Alleluia. For he shall save the poor when they cry, and the needy who are helpless. He will have pity on the weak and save the lives of the poor. From oppression he will rescue their lives. To him their blood is dear. Long may he live. May the gold of Sheba be given him. They shall pray for him without ceasing, and bless him all the day. May corn be abundant in the land, to the peaks of the mountains. May its fruit rustle like Lebanon. May men flourish in the cities, like grass on the earth. May his name be blessed forever and endure like the sun. Every tribe shall be blessed in him. All nations bless his name. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, who alone works wonders. Ever blessed his glorious name. Let his glory fill the earth. Amen. Amen. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. All the peoples of the earth will be blessed in him. Alleluia. Christ yesterday and today, he is the same forever. Alleluia. We praise you, the Lord God Almighty, who is and who was. You have assumed your great power. You have begun your reign. The nations have raged in anger. But then came your day of wrath, and the moment to judge the dead, the time to reward your servants, the prophets, and the holy ones who revere you, the great and the small alike. Now have salvation and power come, the reign of our God and the authority of his anointed one. For the accuser of our brothers is cast out, who night and day accused them before God. They defeated him by the blood of the Lamb, and by word of their testimony. Love for life did not deter them from death. So rejoice, you heavens, and you that dwell therein. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Christ yesterday and today, he is the same forever. Alleluia. A reading from the first epistle of Saint Peter. The reason why Christ died for sins once for all. The just man for the sake of the unjust. Was that he might lead you to God. He was put to death in so far as fleshly existence goes, but was given life in the Spirit. He went to heaven and is at God's right hand. With angelic rulers and powers subjected to him. The disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia.
The disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia.
When they saw the risen Lord,
Alleluia, Alleluia.
Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
The disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia.
Whoever believes in the Son possesses eternal life, Alleluia.
Magnificat anima mea Dominum, et exaltavit spiritus meus in Deo salutari meo, quia respexit humilitatem ancile sue, ecce enim ex hoc beatam me dicent omnes generationes, quia fecit mihi magna qui potens est, et sanctum nomen eius, et misericordiae eius progenie et progenies timentibus eum, fecit potentiam in brachio suo, dispersit superbos mente cordis sui. Deposuit potentes de sede, et exaltavit humiles. Esurientes implevit bonis, et divites dimisit inanis. Suscepit Israel puerum suum, recordatus misericordiae suae, sicut locutus est ad patres nostros, Abraham et semini eius in saecula. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
Whoever believes in the Son possesses eternal life, Alleluia. Lord Jesus, through your resurrection you entered the sanctuary of heaven to offer the blood of your own sacrifice. Lead us with you into the glory of the Father. Through your resurrection, you confirmed the faith of your disciples and sent them out into the world. Make all bishops and priests faithful preachers of the gospel. Through your resurrection, you became our peace and reconciliation. Unite the baptized in perfect communion of faith and love. Through your resurrection, the crippled man was healed at the gate of the temple. Look on the sick and reveal in them the power of your glory. You became the firstborn from the dead, the firstfruits of the resurrection. So grant to the dead who hoped in you a share in your glory. King of glory, hear our prayer. Pater noster, qui es in celis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimitte nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo. O God, who for the salvation of the world brought about the paschal sacrifice, be favorable to the supplications of your people, so that Christ our High Priest, interceding on our behalf, may by his likeness to ourselves bring us reconciliation, and by his equality with you, free us from our sins. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Regina Caeli, laetare, alleluia. Quia quem eruisti portare, alleluia. Resurrexit, sicut dixit, alleluia. Ora pro nobis Deum, alleluia.